the night, the quarter notes.
Yeah.
Dave Garnard's right. group right after the Aquatones.
Yeah, definitely a top 40 bar band.
Yeah. That's one of those songs, I told you this off the air, that it grows on you as it goes on. I mean, at first it's like, meh, that's okay. And then by the end of the song, you sold me on it, man. I was into it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it's a good record.
Son of a gun. That's hey, a good record. You know, let's see, that was 64, so that's only 44 years of that. Yeah.
It could be a hit. It could be a hit today.
There you go.
With that garagey sound. That sound came back, you know, so it could be a hit today.
Now, there you go.
Now, okay, so what happened? What did you do as a career? What happened in between, you know, your rock star days?
I was an engineer for 35 years, is the short version. You
okay.
know? And I didn't do much with music. I probably wrote a song every 3 or 4 years, just if something struck me, you know. But I really wasn't doing much. Then we got to see Lynn in 88. Larry and I set up a surprise reunion with her. Then in 91, Richard Nader had called Larry to have us have a reunion appearance at one of his shows at the Meadowlands in New Jersey. And Larry asked Lynn, well, Lynn told us in 88 she didn't sing, had no interest in it, okay? 91, no, she didn't, but my daughter Kimmy, she says, sounds a lot like me. So we used Lynn's daughter on that show. So, you know, the Aquatones, as far as doing anything, you know, when you have one hit and it's with Lynn's voice, you know, how can you call yourselves the Aquatones, you know, if you hire Jimmy Durante to sing lead, you know, be lead singer? You, it doesn't work, you know?
That's good.
But
yeah.
At any rate, what happened in, let me get the year right here, 99, I guess it was. I took a little vacation, and I visited one of the original members, Gene, down in Georgia. And he introduced me to a doo-wop disc jockey whose show he'd been on. And we exchanged email addresses, and I started writing this guy. And apparently, he was sending my letters out to, as I always used to accuse him, his 300 closest friends. And I start getting more letters back from people who remember the Aquatones, heard songs, you know, I told you about, you know, not getting airplay. They knew this stuff. Where
sure.
do they know this stuff from, you know? And then I start getting, when are you going to get the Aquatones back together?
Mm.
Oh, yeah, right. You know? You know, Lynn A. didn't sing. B, by that time I knew she was seriously ill, too,
wow.
and she passed away in 2001, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But you know, irrespective of that, you know, I knew she wasn't going to sing. Plus, Larry's in New England, Gene's in Georgia, I'm in Louisville. Yeah, how are we going to do this, you
right.
know?
Right.
And then this one gal who was a real mover and shaker, I loved her, she's passed, too, good heavens, they're dropping like flies. But she says to me, well, now, why don't you get a new singer? I know this gal in New Jersey that, come on. Well, what I didn't mention was before I went to see Gene, the realtor that I've used a couple of times here in town has a dinner dance for his clients every year. Well, he had been through my house when I was getting ready to sell it. He saw a stack of the relic LPs of the Aquatones. And he's about my age, and he said, gee, I'd be interested in having one of those. And I says to him, well, Harry, you do your job, man. We'll see about that, you know. So anyway, it wound up after the thing was said and done and I'd moved and everything. I gave him one of the LPs. And I kidded him about whether he was going to keep it as a collector's item with the shrink wrap still on it or whether he was going to listen to it. Well, at the dinner dance that year, he had this band, average age 85, something like that. And there was this gal singing with him. And something in the sound of her voice reminded me of Lynn. So just on my way out the door, I had another party to go to that night. I said to my realtor, I said, hey, if you ever take the shrink wrap off that LP and listen to it, you might find the gal on the LP kind of sounds like the gal you had singing here tonight. So when this gal talks to me about somebody at another part of the country, I said, wait a minute. Let me see if I can get to talk to this gal I heard last Christmas, okay? So I called my realtor. I said, you inviting me this year? Well, sure, Dave. I said, is Colette going to be singing there? He says, yes, she is. I said, I'm going to have a talk with that lady. So at any rate, I had her and me, okay? So I called the other guys, and one was interested and one wasn't interested, but nobody had any time. So we did the best we could, but then Dick Plotkin, the record company guy, convinced me I have to kind of find a local group. Okay? So this was new to me because it had always been Larry, Gene, and me,
yeah,
along with Lynn. And
right,
even without Lynn, it would, even with her sister. My daughter sang with us for a while there, too, Stacy. And but it was always the three guys, you know. We were the core group, okay?
Sure. Yeah.
So now what do? So I found a couple of guys I go to church with I'd heard sing, and I found this tenor that's incredible, Rich. And Paul can sing bass or baritone, so he can take the middle part, or if I'm singing lead, he can do the bass part. And that's with Colette. Bless her heart. She is awesome.
She's great. And you know what I want to do right now is pause for a second and play the very opening of You from 2001 with Colette singing, and then back that up with Lynn singing You. Now, I'm not going to play the whole song, but the opening notes of You, okay? You ready for this?
I'm waiting for the reaction.
All right. Now, this Night Prowlers, you're going to be blown away because she is a spitting image vocally of Lynn. Let's go. Here's Colette first, and then Lynn doing the original.
My darling, I am lonely now that you've gone. Please come back to me.
That's Colette. Here's Lynn.
My darling, I am lonely now that you've gone.
I mean, it's so close. It's amazing. It really is.
The only thing I would say, though, Matt, is you didn't play enough of the song to get to the good part. Da 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 da. Same guy doing it on both versions.
The true hook of that song, absolutely.
Oh, I tell you, that's what made it a hit. What can I tell you? My solo, okay.
So you know, you recorded with her. You've played some shows with her and everything like that. Now,
yeah,
do you have any future plans? What's
We're still working. We're still working. Mostly locally. We haven't done anything on the national scene in a while. But I've made a couple of contacts lately through your friend and mine, Earl, DJ Earl down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I hope something will come of that because, you know, we're still interested. And you know what? We're buddies, too. It's very much like it was with the original group.
Good.
And that, but you know
fun.
What?
It's still fun.
Just for anybody who ever has this kind of a thought, in my experience of being in two groups of aquatones, each containing three males and a female, I don't care how much friends you are, a girl is not one of the boys.
That's good advice.
Viva la différence, as the saying goes. But there's always just a little bit, you know, mm-hmm, that isn't, you know. Although I can honestly say that, and I won't mention who it was in our group that suggested this, because I don't want to, you know, anybody to think badly of the gentleman. But it wasn't my idea. After we'd had a rather lengthy recording session, we followed it up with a business meeting at Hooters. And Colette was a little leery, but she had a good time along with the rest of us.
She enjoyed the wings.
Yeah. I presume.
Yeah. So to keep track of what you're up to, Dave Goddard, and what the Aquatones are up to, Night Prowlers can go to your website at www.aquatones.us. That's the place to go.
That's the place
and
to go.
They can also purchase your new recordings and some of your classic recordings on there, too. So that's a good place to go. If I'm going to play one of your new songs. And I mentioned this earlier in the show. This song blew me away. It really is a great tune, and it's a pleasure to play this. It's called 40 Years Too Late. Now, how did you write that?
I wrote that in the summer of 2000, and this is when the internet doo-wop clubs were really getting going, and I was getting to know a lot of people. And, you know, there are people from many parts of the country there. And without going into great amount of detail, let's just say that if circumstances, given that I was single at the time,
mm-hmm,
if circumstances hadn't have been what they were, there could have been some very interesting possibilities. So,
man, you got around, Dave.
As speaking as a songwriter,
mm-hmm,
you get a germ of an idea, and then that doesn't mean that everything else
is true. Right.
But it leads you down that path, and I came up. This one I had envisioned, Matt, as a song for Jerry Butler to sing, because one of my favorite songs from the 50s was For Your Precious Love by Jerry Butler and the Impressions.
Mm-hmm.
And the only problem was, the last I looked, Jerry Butler was not a member of the Aquatones. So when Dick Plotkin wanted us to do this song, I was kind of defaulted into doing it myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's great, and you built a great song around a very interesting idea. So let's go out on that. Remember, aquatones.us if you want more information. Dave, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for
Matt,
coming on the
I can't
show.
Thank you enough. This
and
is
I hope,
great.
I hope to talk to you again real soon.
Could be.
Here's 40 Years Too Late, the Aquatones from 2001.
Listen to the music, that sweet doo-wop music, just like the kind we used to hear on the radio. And we are dancing, cheek to cheek dancing, just like we used to do so long ago. So we were not together, and I couldn't love you then and share our love forever. And though we are dancing now, cheek to cheek dancing now, deep in my heart I know it's my fate. Falling in love with you, just want to be with you. But I met you 40 years too late.
Too late.